Dawn. APR. Yep. Oh, good morning. What's shaking? Boy, I'll tell you what, I almost said, you know what, do I want to go? Then I said, yeah, go. Oh, it's a beautiful morning. Sun right in my eyes. Whereabouts you at? Start today. I'm at 75 in Rochester. Roger, Dodger. Well, I just got out here on the road. I'm gonna run down the Starbucks and get myself a cup. And then circling back up around that way. So probably won't be terribly far. You gotta still stop and get gas. Not today. So, yeah, I'll be there less than 10. So when is Livonia? Week from today. I'm going to that. I'm going to table. Yeah, I knew you had a table and you were gone, but I just wasn't sure when it was. I knew it had to be coming up soon. Very good. Part of me says I want to go. The other part of me says, eh. Well, I still got stuff I want to sell, so. Until I get down to stuff that say, you know, it's not worth hauling it, then I won't sell. But I guess in about, a few weeks is Toledo. That's always good.
Well, if it were that simple, I mean, I got a lot of stuff I want to sell, too. If that were the criteria, but I'm too lazy.
Yeah, that's a factor. I'll probably, if you want to throw some stuff on, I probably have a room on my table. And one thing, I have my 300 for sale, but I sold it online, so. But I do have my 878.
Hey, BDZ Mobile, and I think I did something bad there and stepped on someone like an idiot. Apologize for that.
Hello, idiot. Hey, how you doing, Mike? I was just ordering my coffee from Starbucks, and they can never find what I'm looking for, and they always argue with me. They're like, so you want a caramel macchiato? No. She's like, you want a caramel macchiato with an extra shot? No, not even close. We have to go back and forth. Do you want that hot or cold? No, there's no options. It's a hot drink only. It's like, oh, every time. Anyhow, so just got my coffee ordered. Good morning, Mike.
Too funny. The things we have to go through sometimes with service. I make my own. I brew my own, so I do nothing but cold brew, so I don't have to deal with that anymore, thankfully, at least with coffee. Over.
You need to have them rename and call it the Sean Special.
So I guess what it is, I've asked 100, this happens so often, and it doesn't matter what Starbucks I go to. I asked them, I go, why is it a problem? Why, you know, and they go, well, it's not where they expect it on the menu. They're looking in the fruity drinks, and this is just with the espresso. And he says, okay, so what can I tell the person at the window to help them when they're fumbling, trying to figure it out? They just say it's on the espresso menu. And so that's worked a couple of times, but they were being a little difficult. Anyhow, enough on all that. So it gets me my 4 shots of espresso. It's like it's the closest thing to mainline and caffeine.
no kidding. Four shots of espresso. Holy cow. Get your heart to thumping and thumping and thumping during breakfast.
Yeah, for Sean, I think Red Bull's a step down.
You know, I might have had one of those in my life, but I can't recall. I think it was sickeningly sweet, so I think I did have one. But I am not an energy drink guy at all. I think when I've been traveling and it's been a long day or something like that, I've gotten a couple of espresso drinks, cold drinks out of the coolers and in the Buc-ee's or whatever. But I've never been an energy drink guy. And in general, pop, there's a couple I like. There's a couple of diet pops I like, but not a pop guy too much either. So, I think that's part of it because, Red Bull's just another kind of pop, I guess, if you will. So, just never had that vice, I guess. Mike?
Yeah, not a Red Bull fan either. I tried one years and years ago and didn't have the flavor palette I liked at all. And since then, I've, fallen into the diabetes area, and Red Bull is not, I walk by a Red Bull and my sugar goes up 4 or 5 points. So, yep, not bad at all. But I was a big pop drinker way back then. Loved my Mountain Dew. Oh, I love my Mountain Dew. Over to you.
Yeah, I'm just all the caffeine and twice the sugar is the other way around. All right, I'm here. You're not here yet, Sean. I beat you. Wow. All right, I'll be inside Cape here.
I'm just picking up my drink and I'll be right there.
Yep, and I'm at 12 Mile and Ryan, so I'll be there in a mile.
I kind of think that might have been a J. Anywho, I am rolling. I'll be there shortly, probably about the same time as Mike. I don't have a mile to go, but I got a big parking lot to go through, and I got to go past Target, so that'll probably hold me up. Hey, Jay.
Is my microphone that sensitive? I was kind of almost like whispering. How do I sound there, Greg?
All right, I'm pulling into my place now. I'd like to talk to you, Jay, but just not time right now, so I'm heading in. Good to hear your voice, though. You were kind of quiet. I don't know if it was my radio that was turned down or if you're just a little quiet this morning, just letting you know I didn't really hear what you said before I got to the volume. So, but I will be clear after your next trip, Jay.
Well, you guys have a good day at breakfast there. And maybe one day I can come on you guys. Over to you, Sean, in AWG.
Yeah, Jay, you sound a little quieter than usual, but you sound good. No problem. Anyhow, I just pulled up as well. We're all here at breakfast, so you got to make it over here one time. We haven't seen you in a while. Take care. AWJL, W8FU.
Boy, Joe, is that freeway, they're still working on, right?
What, 696? You can't come this way on 696, so you have to take Davison probably from your neck of the woods, or come all the way on up to or 8. I'd probably do Davison from your neck of the woods to 75. It's good from 75. All right, anyhow, running in. WAFQ.
All right. Let me freeze any goes here.
Take care, Jay. And by the way, you've your first transmission that you made there was kind of quiet, but ever since then you've been great. So just so you know, it's probably just my volume. Any if it is you, I'll be clear.
All right, thank you. Any goes here, clear.
WAVD.
NAWRO, good morning, Wally.
What's going on, Tim?
Not a heck of a lot. I don't think I mentioned it, but I did decide on an Astron power supply, and I just put it in use. And so, working really good.
You know, I know that they look cool and everything else, but I've been having really good luck with those frickin' meanwhile power supplies that have the screws on them. Now, granted, you want to make sure the kids don't touch the screws because they'll feel the power, but it works pretty well, and when it gets hot, the fan kicks on, and they say it's 30 amps. I don't believe it's 30 amps, but hey. But I do know that, I remember, there's two kinds of, there's a switching and something else power supply, and I think the Astron uses the better technology. So the voltage is more stable and more clean, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I did consider your recommendation there, but I've had my eye on this one for about a couple of years now. And the old one I had from the 90s was buzzing, and it's like not good. I don't like that loud noise, and I do want a backup anyways, you know, for what we're doing in Skywarn. I want, if something goes down, I don't think this will. I paid enough money for it, so. But, yeah, it's quiet. There is no buzz to it whatsoever. It does have the fancy-dancy meters on there, which I guess I really don't care about. But, yeah, I got four radios coming off of it, so it's nice to have something substantial to do the job.
And realistically, you got to remember, I got three of them on one power supply right now. I'm on the Tate as we speak. And I've got two Motorola's, XPR, XTL, and the Tate. But, you know, they don't take any power listening, and you can't talk on three at one time. So I think 30 amps is more than enough.
Yeah, by all means. See, I'm seeing up now, of course, I'm on low power. It's only going up to 4 amps. I can't remember, can't tell by the faceplate. I think this might just be a 20 amp, but same principle there. You can't talk on all four radios at the same time, so it'll do.
Yeah, very good. Okay. Yeah, Dave is supposed to be on his way over here. He needs to get his radio back. I updated it, some of the frequencies. I had a couple of the time slots off, and I think there was something else. Oh, I put in all the newest contacts. So hopefully I got that right, and Dave will get his handy-talkie back.
And you know what I always thought was the right amount of power supply to have? To let you know, I did talk to some of the guys. They're still interested in the DMR simplex testing, and they understand the two frequencies that are minimal. They'll be in the radios, but they also want to play around with maybe some more frequencies. And per our discussion, I told them, that's fine. Go for it. Do what you want.
That's fine. One thing I noticed about this group, they do what they want, and that's how come everything gets segregated. And then all of a sudden an event will happen and we'll have 45 different channels and somebody who really didn't have the power to make the decision will make the decision, and then all of a sudden we'll be on 443.9275.6 because we might interfere with somebody 29 miles away. I don't care. I really don't. I'm going to stick to those two and for ARPSC purposes, and there needs to be some continuity, and that's all I have to say about that. Somebody else came in. WAVD, try it.
Yeah, that was me. I got nothing really to add to that, but you guys were talking power supplies and all that. I've always felt that first of all, I like linear power supplies. I know switchers have gotten quite good, but I do like a good linear power supply, and the Astron 35, especially if you have one with adjustable output, in the dual meters, I think that's a perfect ham radio shack if you've got HF privileges, because, those radios are 100 watts, and they need a little oomph. Yeah, but a 20 is sufficient for just about everything. And again, you guys are right. You can't run, multiple radios at once generally, so you don't need that. I've got an Astron Linear, 50 amp Astron Linear. It's a rack mount, and that runs my whole station, and it's way more than I need normally. But that was all. I heard you guys talking about that. No need to belabor it. Hello, we got Tim and Wally in there. I don't know if there's anybody else because I'm just making my way from the breakfast.
Yeah, that sounds about right there. Well, Sean, this is the RS-20M, and it has the Anderson power poles on, which I'm currently not using, but I'll have to pop some power poles on some of my leads and clean this spaghetti up. It doesn't look very well, but yeah, it does look sharp with those dual meters on there, I'll tell you that much. Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, so I remembered part of it. Part of it was on the test. There was linear and switching, and I think linear was the clean, the good one, the expensive one. And I think what Sean said is going back to the switching, that they've become quite good. The electronics on them have become quite good. So, but I still believe probably linear is the way to go. But I think there's a premium with that, isn't that right, Sean? I mean, a financial premium.
Yeah, the size and the weight and the efficiency, you can get a small switcher that'll do 20 amps, 30 amps, pretty affordable, and they're not that big, and they don't generate a lot of heat, so, if they're good, they check all the right boxes, but, a linear is going to be, it's got a big transformer in it, and it's going to be heavy, and, there's no doubt, there's no questioning the cleanliness of a linear. A linear is the cleanest power you're going to get, and but it's heavy, and they're generally more costly for a given amount of capacity, and that's because of the big transformer and all the transistors and everything. But I'm a big fan of linears. I've got 70s and Astron 50s, and I think I've got 150. I've got 270s. I've got a 35 VM. Probably a couple other. I do love my Astron linears.
Yeah, this one was up there in cost. I'm looking at DX Engineering. It was it's listed as 287. But I pulled the trigger. I did it.
Is yours switching or is yours linear? Do you know, Tim? Sean, over to you.
No, he got the good one. So, yeah, good deal. And, that'll serve you really, really well. About the only thing to debate is whether you wanted to push it up to 35. You probably don't need it, but that would be the only thing you might want to consider. But I don't know what the premium came to get up to the 35. So, yes, good linear supply. All right, I'm going to jump out here. I just got home from the breakfast, and I'm going to run inside, and I'll throw the radio on from in there. W8FU, Tim.
N8WRO, have a good one, Sean. I don't know. Anyways, you got the tape in the vehicle now, right, Wally?
No, it's still sitting here on my desk. I'm still working on perfecting it, the code plug, and perfecting it. So I have some reason in my mind, you know, like how to get from zone to zone, talk group to talk group, scan, not scan. You know, I'm trying to program it so it's similar. You know, the buttons are similar to what I'm used to. I don't want to say the M word, but that's where I'm going with it. So I'm trying to say that, but I kicked the audio up a little bit on the microphone, so hopefully I'm pretty good there. And Sean said I was down a bit, so I think I set it to plus 0.1 dB or something like that. So, I mean, there's a lot of the radio. Look at the radio. It really doesn't look like much. It looks pretty much like a Kinect Systems. But when you get into the software and the programming of it, oh, my God. There's lots of engineers that got their fingers into that one.
Well, I think you're doing it the right way by to sit down and get the code plug in there the way and you want and experiment with all of what it can do. Because I'm on both of my Kinect systems, the one here in the shack and the one in the car, I've got the code plug in. It works, but it's all, yeah, it needs to be carefully gone through with a fine-tooth comb and try to clean it up a little bit and make some kind of a pattern to it. I do have, in one instance, it's nice because I have VHF, UHF, and DMR. They're right in the same. I can just tune in the same without switching, and it works, but there's no rhyme or reason to it. So, and also, I am not taking advantage of all, you know, all the bells and whistles either.
Yeah, well, the phasing, too, like for squelch tone, I still got to figure that out. Let's see, I'm not even sure if I bumped it up, but they're 120, 180, so I've got that. Motorola uses 120, so I set the radio to 120. It defaults to 180. It eliminated, but then I got to figure out what the time is to keep it, you know, so I can get rid of the, you know. So, you know, I'm a big digital fan, you know that, and sparks and crackles and noise and tail crashes and all that other stuff. It just, my ADHD kicks in, you know, and I'd like, okay, that's got to go away. That's got to go away. So that part of it is kind of a fun. And but I did have a chance to sweep my base antenna last night because I was playing around with my VNA, and it's perfect. There is absolutely no reflective power at all. So that was kind of nice. And I've been playing around with these multi-band mobile antennas. And the problem with these multi-band mobile antennas is on the VHF side of things, they suck. You know, they're good in the UHF. I mean, that they're under 1.5. They're good in the 7800, which I'll never use unless I want to throw a lot more money at this radio, which isn't going to happen. And they're good at the 900, but I have yet to. I can hit the 900 repeater in New Baltimore, but it doesn't go anywhere, so it's broken. So, but next time TJ's back in town, he'll fix it, so I'll be able to play around with that a little bit too.
Yeah, I'd have to echo that, Wally, on the little. I think we call it the bullet antenna. It's got a wide range there, but it does terrible on VHF. I couldn't even get out on it. And that's the one that the ICOM in my mobile in the car, the ICOM is on. And one time I was trying to get a hold of the kid that on our side, I think his name is Ben, he couldn't hear me at all. I forgot that the other antenna on the Kinect systems, I could have just gone to VHF over there and I would have been able to grab them. So it is kind of nice to have backup and options.
Yeah, well, the next time you get a few extra dollars and you want to spend on ham radio stuff,
or the next time you want to spend a few extra dollars on ham radio stuff, let's word that politically correctly, get yourself a VNA, the cheapy ones. I think they're under $100, and watch some YouTube videos. Absolutely. I mean, it does a lot of things, but I pretty much just use it for SWR, and it's freaking amazing. I mean, you can move things up and down and around, and you can actually move antennas to different locations and watch the SWR change. I mean, insignificantly, but nonetheless, it does change.
Yeah, that is on the list. I only have this. It works. It does the job. A DEWA SWR meter, CN51V. So it works, but no, it doesn't do as much. I got to have that on my list.
Yeah, well, with these things, you don't need a radio. All you do is just hook it into the little S1 port and then program it up, and then you can actually see the chart, and you can see where it goes up. And on some antennas, you know, it's like acceptable under, you know, 1.5 at, let's say, 150 megahertz, okay? And then if you go to, like, 147, all of a sudden it's like 3-to-1 or 4-to-1, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like it gets really high. So it's kind of neat to see the chart, you know, when you're looking at it. You know, it's just a typical sine wave. And it's kind of neat to see the chart, and you watch this puppy just fall.
NAWR. Oh, well, that would be convenient for, like, now that this winter is starting to subside, get out to, like, the DMARC spot where the coax enters the house on the outside, and then you could just, you know, disconnect without a radio, put that in, test the antenna topside, and if it's good, you always wonder about the connection on the top, right? That's the one that we don't want to have to go after if we don't need to.
Yeah, or you could get a multi-thousand-dollar antenna analyzer like Sean's got, and then just hook it up, and that'll tell you anything. That'll even tell you where the problem is, how many feet away it is from where you're at. But that is definitely for somebody that is their life and their job. You know, you start buying things like that, you want to buy them to get your money back. You don't want to buy them for a toy. Look at me, though, buying this freaking $3,000 mobile radio. But whatever. Can't take it with you.
Yeah, agreed. And yes, that was demoed on the Richmond video by Dave. And that is awesome. They were having trouble with the cable on that install. I don't know if it was Richmond, but on that same video they showed where it was failing. And they showed where it failed. That, such a time saver.
Hey, let's do a DMR simplex test on this one. Pick it, and we'll just see how it goes today on this radio. I want to see if I got this right, because I haven't tried it yet on this one.
All right, going to have to switch the antenna switch. So QSY441 simplex DMR, NAWRO, and if it doesn't work, we'll be back here.
Okay, Dave, if you're listening, just pull up by the white car. I'll see ya. WAVD.
This is KSA-FQN listening. This is KSA-FQN listening. I don't think I came in good there. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8. Foxtrot 2 Beth November. Listening. This is KSA-FQN clear. This is Kilo Fox 8. This is Kilo Fox Shot 8, Fox Shot Quebec, New member, listening.
AE8WOJ.
K-E-A-W-U-O. This is K-F-A-F-J-H testing. This is K-F-A-F-J-H testing.
Yep, you're making it. You identify, I'll identify. Is that all you do? You buy radios, the Kerchunk? You just buy the radios, Kerchunk, it works. Put the toy back. Oh, I hope it wasn't a Tate or a Motorola. Your radio sucks. See you, baby.
This is KFAXJH in testing.
How you feeling, Ben? KCKJO.
I'm feeling much better. I'm actually in the car. We are driving.
On the mend, and you'll be back in school on Monday. I'll say 73 in your final, and I'll talk at you later. Just checking up on you. KCKJO.
All right, well, thank you very much. Yeah. Thanks for checking up on me and all that. I really appreciate that. I guess I'll say 73 for now, because we all have the rust off. But 73 from KFAFJH. I will be clear.
She's dying to talk to you.
I'm sure she is. Hello, Nicole.
Hi, Mike. I'm so glad he can talk to you now so he doesn't have to text and drive anymore.
Well, you could always steer. Where'd you guys go out to dinner?
It was in Waterford at the Lion's Den.
Very good. I'll have to drive.
Yeah, it was a drive. Now we're on our way home.
Yeah, I was taking a snooze when you called me on the way down here, Bob. I don't know. I just passed out.
Oh, that's okay. I wouldn't have been able to talk very long anyway. We were almost there. I figured, you know, I was waiting for Nicole to do something, and she came back pretty quick.
Yeah, I don't know why I can't hit the Sterling Heights. I bet I could hit Highland Park. That seems to be a good repeater. But Utica, Sterling Heights, what? I don't know. You came in really clear at Sterling Heights. But the Utica one, you were pretty big in K8MGM.
K8ICB. I'm surprised I was not good on the Utica one. I was real close. But whatever. You know, it's all conditions. Some days I can hit those, some days I can't.
Yeah, well, it's probably my reception.
Oh, I don't know. Whatever. You know, it's all different every day. I notice that. You know, some days I can only get the close ones, and then I'm hitting all kinds of them, you know, another night, so. Oh, well, whatever. The food was really good. The company was great. Let's see. Rebecca and her two children were there. Kathy, and then my crew, Nicole, Trevor, me, and Kellyanne and the two kids.
Yeah, well, good. Was it an occasion? I think you said something earlier, and I forget.
Yeah, it was Russell's, we're celebrating Russell's birthday, even though he's gone. We figured, what the heck, go to his favorite restaurant, and it's an excuse, and yeah, we're getting better at making these excuses to get together, so That's good. I'm sure my mom would be happy.
Oh, yeah. Well, you do it while you can.
Nicole says do it while you can, and she's, well, you said that, and she said that's right.
Yeah, I was talking on tried Avoca to Victor Echo 8, both Oscar Lima. We tried Avoca, and we tried the hospital over there in Canada, and we tried St. Clair County. And I couldn't get to St. Clair County. I couldn't write Spell River for some reason.
Yeah, conditions. Yeah, I know. But thank goodness we have options.
Gotcha. Yeah, that was last night. And then, you know, I took that handheld of Jim's Jesu over to him yesterday. And he was talking to us through that, on, you know, plugging into his tower there. So he was coming in crystal clear through the Avoca tower. K-8MGM. K-8MGM, where was that guy?
Yeah, East Avoca is not far away. He's around, he's kind of all around all those Fort Huron ones for sure. Yeah, he can do that with his tower. 5 watts, no big deal. You and me, we need the 50.
NAJBA, is that Doug?
No, oh, that was not Doug. You got Bob and Mark here.
K8MGM. Yeah, I'm going to have to move my... got to get up there and move that dang antenna of mine. Get it away from the stereo.
Yep, it is pretty darn close. But some days you manage to make it work. I don't know if it's screwing you up today. I really couldn't tell you.
So what's your QTH at the moment?
I'm rolling in Elmont as we speak.
Just now, I moved that mount over to the other side of my truck today, and then I crawled underneath the truck and mapped out where the cable's going to go, and there's a little vent right through the back of the cab that I can run the cable. But I'm going to have to run bare wire and then solder the ends on afterwards, I think.
Yeah, okay. Well, hey, whatever works.
Down to look to see if I had any PL-259s. I do, but they're for the 8U or the LMR. They're bigger ones.
I got you covered there, Mark. You'll never ever have to buy a 2L. PL-259 again in your life. I got you covered.
Katie, I'm Jim. What did you buy the mother load?
Well, like Gary has transistors always in stock, ready to go. That's all I am with PL-259.
QSL. Well, I've got coax. I got some, I believe it's our... RG8 in the basement. I plan on using Adam as well. I don't think I have any 58.
Well, with the short run in the car, RG8X is plenty good.
Yeah, QSL. Yeah, I figured as much. I don't think there's a, maybe there is. I don't think there's a net on here at 7:30. That's a help. If there is, I just tell us to go.
Well, I'm certainly willing to hang it up if somebody tells me there's a net on here.
So tomorrow, so what did you say, 10:30 at your place?
Yeah, that sounds good. 10:30's good.
That's funny. You celebrated. Today is, how many of you heard that? Today is the anniversary of my dad passing. 12 years now.
No, I did not know that. He died on Valentine's Day. Well, yeah, here's to your dad.
Yeah, that's how I always remember it, Valentine's Day.
Okay, I'm coming up on Dryden Road.
You think you could hit the Evoca from there?
No, I think I might be able to. Want to try it?
Yeah, give it a go, because you're breaking up a little bit. This is K&MGM. We'll be final on this frequency at your final.
Okay, K8ICB, QSY to the Evoca repeater.
QSL, frequency is clear.
WABPD.